La Font del Beau, the Ox Fountain. The gardens are organised much like a house, in different rooms and floors. The ground floor, where we are now, the upper floor, which we'll find crossing the bridge and walking up its steep stairs, and the cave, which would be our special basement. And, like in a house, where the decoration follows a general trend but undergoes changes through the different rooms, the same happens in our garden. The materials and decoration keep changing as we move forward through the different parts. We have left behind the landscaped area of the waterfall, and we are now in the middle of a Scots pine forest, typical of the area where there's another fountain, the Ox Fountain. If we turn around towards the river, we find one of the most well-known sites of the garden, the stairway of the bridge that goes up towards the gazebo. Gaudí, of strong religious convictions, left Christian symbology in many of his works. Here he left the symbols of the four evangelists. The angel of the waterfall depicted Matthew. In front of us, looking up, there is an eagle that represents John. On our left side, we find a lion, which represents Mark. And behind us, there is the ox, that's Luke. If we outline an imaginary line from the lost angel to the lion, and another one from the eagle to the ox, the image created is an evangelist cross, which is the basis of the design of the original gardens. The cross, so very recurrent in Gaudí's career. We will continue our tour to our left through the paved avenue, and we will go down the stairs that lead to the cave.